Welcome, friends, to The Hero Beside Me, the podcast that seeks to explore the professional and private lives of working dogs of all kinds. For thousands of years, humans and canines have shared a special bond and an essential partnership, which continues to grow in importance in our society today. Dogs are helping humans in a myriad of ways, performing essential tasks that only they can perform. The more we learn about them, the more endless their potential seems to be. It is my goal to document the way these amazing animals are making an indelible mark on our world with their astonishing abilities, incredible drive, insatiable zest for life, and unconditional love, which they generously bestow upon their humans. Join me as I explore the wonder of these canine heroes beside us. Welcome back, listeners. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is all about that college life and college sports, two very powerful forces in the lives of many students, faculty, fans, and alumni the world over. Having gone to a large state university with a huge emphasis on sports myself, I understand the importance of school spirit. And for Dubs 2 and his trainer, Annalisa, school spirit is what a day on the job is all about.
Really? What do you want to say? You want to tell him about your day? You got to lead recess today, didn't you? You got to do exercises? Did you? You did? You have a lot on your mind. You said, really? You just want to tell everybody about your job as mascot? Are you ready for football? Do you want to go to a football game? The Husky Stadium? You do. So, as you can hear, he's very chatty. I am Annalisa Nilsson, and I am the trainer for Dubs 2. Dubs, can you say hello? Can you do a little louder? Can you give a woo-woo? Woo-woo? Are you the mascot? You're the mascot for the University of Washington, and I am his trainer, so I prepare him and do all of his training for his job as mascot, as well as coordinate the humans that are involved in his life. So we have a team of student handlers, and then I also get to just manage his schedule to make sure we're setting him up for success. I got involved with the mascot program when I was a student at UW. I was a handler for Dubs 1. And that really started me off with the mascot program, and I just haven't turned back.
So you attended University of Washington, and that university's mascot is a husky, right?
Yes. So we are the Huskies, although we use an Alaskan Malamute as our mascot, for our live mascot. That is one of the largest breeds of your sled dogs. They're a very ancient breed. So at UW, we have two mascots. We have Dubs, who is our live mascot. He is the Malamute. And then we also have the more traditional mascot, which is Harry the Husky. And he is the guy in the stuff suit. And so both of those mascots are definitely the images of UW. And it's fun where they can also interact with each other. And Dubs is the 14th live mascot. So there's been 13 other dogs before him that have been the mascot. And we shoot for about a career of 10 years. We want to make sure that he's still happily doing his job. We want to retire him while he's still having fun. It was in the 1920s that we had our first live mascot. And at first, it just kind of started as a fraternity that had a husky, and that kind of became the live mascot. And then that fraternity cared for a couple of the mascots after. And then as it kind of gained a little bit more traction, before it was Dubs. There's some others. So Spirit was the last one before the Dubs era. And there was a family, the Cross family, that they would raise the mascots for UW and also have them go to the different games, things like that. But it wasn't as official as a program as what we see today here with Dubs, or just across other schools as well, where they're starting to actually kind of formalize things, which is great just for the sake of the dogs that are the mascot, because the more structure that we have in place, the better that we can make their job for them.
So let's talk about their job, or the current mascot's job. What is a day in the life of Dubs 2 like?
These days, it's a little funky given that we are still in a pandemic, because most of the things that Dubs would go to for events are your public gatherings. And those are frowned upon these days, as well as just the sports events that are now slowly getting back up and running, but were canceled for a bit. But on a normal year, he does a combination of athletic events as well as just campus-wide events. I mean, he's been to retirement parties. He's even been invited to alumni's weddings, different types of things. It's really popular with the new student, like admitted minutes program. They like to have Dubs. Same for the Office of Ceremonies when it's time for the seniors to register for the grad fair and pick up their caps and gown. Dubs will be there and have photo opportunities. But his job really is just to help bring Spirit across the University of Washington. We do a lot of photo ops and a lot of just meet and greets. Everybody loves dogs. And so it's a really just great opportunity for people to have that real personal connection with the university. And then when it comes to the sporting events, that's where Dubs' biggest role in football is to lead out the football team at the start of the game. So as the players are taken on the field, it is Dubs is leading the pack. And given that he's a sled dog, it's a perfect role for him. We attach him to a mushing harness. The student handler's at the other end of the leash. And then we give him that go command and he gets to lead out. It's him, then Harry, the other mascot, followed by the cheer team, and then the football players as we do the 100-yard dash across the field.
Oh, and then where does he sit during the game?
So we do a lot of different things during a football game. So we actually start about 2 hours pregame and we do different visits. So we want to have the fans to have access to Dubs. We're awfully busy during game day and we're making different visits to the different fans. And then, of course, we'll hang out on the field as well. And this is a really fun thing with Dubs as he has gotten used to the football routine. He is now very used to, and his favorite part besides the run out is the belly rubs in the fourth quarter. So at this point, he is ready to curl up with his handlers and he loves to just lay on their laps, totally flopped over and just soaking in all the love that he can.
Are the student handlers part of the football team?
So the student handlers, so our program is run through the athletic department, but we're not attached to the football team per se. But it's a really cool opportunity for students. And that's how I got involved in the program. Originally, when I was a student at UW, I was a handler for Dubs 1. And so they go through a rigorous application and a interview process, and then they get trained on the kind of the leash handling. This is what we expect out of you guys for the events, as they are the human advocates for Dubs at these different events. And so they get to be both the runners as they are doing the run out, and then the other end of the leash that helps Dubs do the job that he needs.
And what kind of characteristics does Dubs need to have to be able to do this job?
So what we were looking for when we were picking him out of the litter was a puppy who is a good combination of both being bold, but then also not the overly assertive. Malamutes can have a little bit of a top dog syndrome. And so having that kind of good mix of still being very attached and interested in the people, being able to be trainable, take the direction from what we are doing, but then also to be confident in the world around us, because we have him go to environments that are quite different than what you would do with your average pet dog. Of most dogs are not going to find a stadium full of 70,000 cheering fans a fun place to be, but this is absolutely Dubs lights up when he hits the field, and you can hear all the fans in the stadium. So having a dog that's going to be bold, confident, but then also friendly. And with the Malamutes, they do tend to be a chatty breed. And so that was a really fun thing. And he likes to have his own conversations. And so that's that kind of fun personality that we want to let it shine through.
Does he travel with the teams?
We've gone to one away game when the UW made it to the Rose Bowl. The game was in 2019. We traveled down there to the Rose Bowl. But besides that, we just stick on campus.
And what about Dubs' personal life?
He gets to live with an alumni family. And so as we were picking Dubs out of the litter to be the mascot, we were also selecting the family that gets to enjoy Dubs as their family pet. And that is a really nice kind of work-life balance for him as he gets to go home, unwind. It's a wonderful alumni family. They both went to UW, both graduated, and they have two younger kids, another dog, a cat. So he gets just to live that fun pet life at home, where they also get the chauffeur duties of they signed up for basically an elementary age kid who has activities and responsibilities and play dates with friends. And so they get to take him to all of the events that he gets signed up for, and then maintain just his just health, well-being at home, making sure that he is a happy, healthy, well-rounded dog, well-exercised, all of that.
Do the families have to apply for that privilege?
I put together, because we only wanted serious considerations, because everybody thinks it'd be blast to have the mascot live with them, a 14-page application.
Wow.
Yeah, and we got over 90 applications of fans and alumni, faculty, all that were vying into to be the family. It's a huge commitment that they're signing up for, because they sign up for the life of the dog. So one, it's they need to help him with the career while he is the reigning mascot. We shoot for 10 years. But then it's the whole life. It's not just housing the dog while they are mascot, but they also get to enjoy them in their golden years as well. And it's a huge, huge lifestyle. Malamutes are not a breed for the novice dog owner. So we want to make sure that they had everything necessary to set him up for success, whether it's just kind of their family structure, if they had any other animals in the house, what their schedules, requirements, and how flexible they would be to accommodate the mascot schedule into their family life.
And I'm assuming the university pays for his expenses, like food and vet care?
Yes, they pay for some of it, but then some of it also does fall on the family as well.
It's a commitment, but that would be a really fun family tradition.
Yeah, I mean, there's no greater kind of volunteer position in the University of Washington Network than it is to be the family of the mascot.
Listeners, we're currently trying to determine the future of this show, and we would really appreciate your feedback. If you have a moment, we'd really appreciate it if you'd fill out our listener feedback survey. You can find a link to it in the show notes, or if you go to herobeside.me, click on the podcast button, you'll see a listener feedback survey button at the top of that next page. It only takes about 2 minutes to complete, and we would really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Back to the show.
What's his training regimen?
That really depends on the day, the activity. Every day looks a little different. As he was younger, we, of course, focused on a bunch of just the general socialization. We want him comfortable walking into any room, any place, things like that, as well as just meeting all different sorts of people and being able to focus when there's other dogs around. Most of the events that we go to, he is the only dog, but we do some outside events, things like that. So we want to make sure that he is going to prioritize his human dog fans over his canine dog fans. So just kind of getting him very comfortable out and about, making sure he's greeting people properly and enjoys greeting people. We did a lot of training for
basically how to get that Instagram worthy photo. So many photos have been taken of him, and that is a huge part of his role. So getting that real solid sit stay. He's got a great smile. He's very photogenic, which really helps things on my end, makes things easy. And then it's all these other fun tricks, and then just kind of the maintenance that comes with it. We are a bit at the mercy of what college sports decides to do. One of the big trends that they are going towards, at least before the pandemic, was starting to do more like in-game fireworks and really amping it up for the fan experience. And those are things that aren't necessarily the most dog-friendly activities. So we want to make sure that he is also comfortable with the loud noises, with all of those things. So we knew the band would be there. So we have him do a lot of training with the band, making sure that he was comfortable with having the drum line walk right by him, having all of those type of things. And then as we are kind of gearing towards football and the firework aspect of that, then we also did a lot of just firework training to make sure, again, that he is comfortable, that this is not something that's going to elicit fear out of him.
Does he have a uniform?
He wears a harness that just is one that we can clip to the front, just so it's nice and low impact on his body. And he does wear a purple bandana that has a big W on it.
Does he know when he's at work versus, I mean, obviously he knows when he's not at home, but do you think it feels like work to him, or do you think it just feels like a social life?
He definitely knows when he's working. When he gets the working gear on, especially that bandana, you do see that he's clearly, oh, this is what we're doing. Also, just the way that he walks on campus, and especially down where all the athletics areas are on campus, he totally turns on the charm there as well. And one of the things too, which is really cool with having the alumni family being his caretakers at home and just that home life, he also knows that when he sees me, he sees the handlers, oh, now we're going to work. And he kind of switches into a different gear. So that is a nice cue for him of both the location, oh, we're on campus, or then seeing us because we'll do some events off campus as well.
Does he get paid in treats or toys or just praise and affection?
He is very food motivated, and he does work for treats. The funny thing is people always make a comment as we are setting up for photos, and we'll have him sitting there, we'll do photos for half hour, 45 minutes, and we tend to give him a treat almost after every person coming up, and they're like, oh no, he's going to get so many treats. I'm like, well, we have to compensate him for the hard work that he's doing. Got to pay him for every photo he takes. and that's one of the things too that I've done with his training of really following the principle of the harder he's working, the better that we have to pay him. So when we're just doing just fun little tricks, the environment isn't that distracting, he'll get little jerky type treats, nothing too exciting, but he's a very food motivated boy, so he will not turn down any of the snacks. But as we are doing the more advanced training, especially like when we were doing firework training, we were doing with the band, we were doing the run out training, things of that nature, that's when I break out the good stuff. So he gets hot dogs, he gets chicken, cheese, he will do a whole lot of things for cheese, steak bits, things like that. So the harder he's working, the better we pay him. And that just helps him be a happy working dog as well.
What's his relationship with Harry the Husky like?
So he loves Harry. It's a relationship that took a little bit of time to build. When he was younger, we introduced him when he was probably only 4 or 5 months old or so. And then he hit a fear period, kind of just past that 6 month mark. And all of a sudden, Harry was a really weird creature that Dubs did not know what he felt about him. And so we did a lot of work to kind of build their relationship. I used a training protocol called counter conditioning. And so that's basically every time that he saw Harry, he would get treats from me. And he became what we call a Harry detector. And so I would say the name Harry, and he would look and find, oh, he sees Harry. Great. He looks at Harry. He looks back at me, and he got a treat. And so we never made Dubs feel that he had to interact with Harry, but it was just, oh, whenever we're around, if you find him, you look at him, and then you look back at me. He got rewarded for that. And then as we kind of built from that, he was very excited to see Harry from distance, got more and more comfortable the closer we are. And now we still use the Where's Harry command, and it is pure joy out of him. He was so excited to see him. He will run across the field. He greets him with a big woo whenever he sees Harry. And like the Harry suit has a a bit of a distinct smell to it, as you can probably imagine. And he can smell them from away, and you could just see all of a sudden he like catches a burst of it in the wind, but just know that his tail starts wagging. And we're like, oh, Harry's here. Where is he? And then we tell him, where's Harry? And he'll take us to Harry. And so it's really probably of all the things that I've trained Dubs to do, I'm absolutely the most proud of the relationship with Harry, because it started as such a scary thing of it's a weird thing for the dogs. And we boiled it down. It was the eyes on Harry and their big blue kind of piercing eyes that are on the mascot head. And he was not a fan of it. And so the Harrys tends to be college males that are in the Harry suit. Tend to be really high energy. They're bouncing around all over. Their hands are going all over the place, which is exactly what we want the character of Harry to be. Real scary for a dog. And so they were great. They worked with me a bunch. We did lots of training sessions with them. So they got to have a fun look at this is the Dubs training end of things. And they were fantastic. I couldn't have done this training without them being so cooperative and willing to, okay, we're going to walk around with just the half of the suit on. Now we're going to put on the head. Now we're going to put on the gloves, things like that.
Do they have to do skits together or something during the...
Yes, he'll involve Dubs in the different skits sometimes. And they'll do a lot, especially during like football games, during the different commercial breaks. We'll do different like recognitions or just different like on-field activities for the fans to watch while we're the TV commercial breaks are happening. And especially when Harry gets dressed up, we also like to dress up Dubs. And so there's one after we had a flyover with some actually UW alumni pilots from the Air Force. We got both Dubs and Harry had like bomber jackets and their aviator glasses. And so we do things like that. They had a joint Halloween costume where they were both Superman. We like to have fun with it. And Dubs is a great sport about wearing things. I've never seen a dog wear like glasses the way that he does. His head is just so nice, beefy and fluffy. The glasses just stick in there and he just looks through the glasses. He puts his nose up. He just struts his stuff. And it's a lot of fun.
So you are Dubs's trainer. So when he's in the under the charge of the student handlers, are you not there?
So right now, I am still there for all of the events. It's been kind of a funky transition because right about the point where we were getting ready to kind of turn things over to the handlers more, the pandemic started. And so I wasn't able to have the FaceTime with the new batch of handlers to train them, get them all on board. So right now I'm also there at all of the events. I try to turn it over to the handlers as much as possible. But then I am there to still help field any questions, help with any on day of training. There's sometimes where we'll show up to event and they want Dubs to do X, Y, Z. And sometimes we have to do some real quick training and make sure that he is ready, set, and prepared for that.
How many hours a week on average do you think Dubs works?
When it was a normal year, he would do about two events a week. So, and each event takes about an hour. And we like to space it out as well. So we like to have him work no more than about 3 days a week, just so that he has an off day in between. These days, things are a little different. I see him less frequently, but then still, of course, trying to keep him active and the brain going so he doesn't just become a lazy mascot now that he had a whole year off and this whole work from home lifestyle.
How long has he been the current mascot?
So he's 3 years old now, and he's been official for the last 2 years.
And you said earlier that they typically run a 10-year long career?
Yep. That's what we're hoping for. But we let the dog help decide that. So as long as they are still having fun, we will keep working them. But as soon as that we see that they are getting ready for retirement, then we will respect that and retire early if necessary, or extend their career if things are going great.
Since you were a student and you were a student handler and now you are a trainer, in your opinion, what value does having a live mascot add to a school? Since you already have Harry the Husky, how much of an impact do you think Dubs makes.
I think it's one of those things that really sets us apart of a school that can have a live mascot like that. I mean, Harry absolutely makes connections with people, but it's a different level that the dog of having Dubs that he can really connect with fans. There's just something about these four-legged dogs that really people connect with. There have been so many people that has seen us out and about, whether we're at an event or just out on a walk, they stop to say hi, and it's just this made my day. People love talking about their dogs. There's so many UW alumni or students that have also either grown up with Huskies or plan to get a Husky or have had Huskies, and they love to talk about their dog. They love to see the personality differences or similarities with Dubs, and it really is just that personal connection. One of the things that we've actually recently just started doing is some season ticket holder just house call visits. So we're kind of looking for things that we can do to keep Dubs active, things that I can have these handlers be involved with. And so just on Saturday, we did a whole host of meet and greets. And I mean, the way that the people just lit up. I mean, there's one older gentleman. Of course, everybody's getting in the purple and gold and all excited to be dressed up. And he comes over to me and he's like, you know, it feels real good to put purple on again. I haven't had a reason to do it. And it was like thanking us for showing up and just the way that Dubs can work the crowd, say hi to everybody and just make their days. And it's special and it's different than the people. Of the Dubs isn't going to be that superstar that's just going to blow you off, things like that. He's a goober. He'll love up on you. And that just really makes people feel special. And it's just such a fun connection to the university.
What do you think they feel about him?
So if it's game time, they're not allowed to interact with us. Otherwise, their coaches tend to get very angry. So we don't see a lot of them during the games, but especially when we're able to go to their practices or we just see them out and about, they just totally gush over him. It was really fun while we were training Dubs. He was just a little guy. I started him going to the football practices, and that's where the players were not as in game mode, and they were having a blast. Dubs started wooing at them as they were doing the different drills where they're crashing into each other, and he's giving them play bows across the way. And so then he starts wooing and the players kind of do the woo back at him. And it's a fun interaction. He's also been to some of the recruiting events. There was one of the times we got a good batch of new recruits and they were getting there saying that they signed with UW photos. They wanted to have Dubs present. And so he got to jump in and you could see these guys are only kids. They're 17, 18 year olds. They're just signing on to UW to start college, but they are gushing over Dubs. And these are the big, tall guys, and they just get on the hands and knees and just love it. So it kind of brings that element of fun and home and that kid like features, which is so much fun to see that level of joy in people.
Sounds like this job is a perfect job for you too.
Yes. Yes. I cannot complain one bit. I just wish it was full time.
If Dubs could speak English, what do you think he would say to the listeners about himself or his job or UW?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, he's a total goofball. He loves being that center of attention. He loves running. I think he would love to, if you could actually say go dogs, every time he would see a group of people, he'd be go dogs. He's very enthusiastic in that way. He loves bringing people around. And it's really nice to see he'll dial up and down his interactions with different fans. So he has a really good read on people. If he's interacting with maybe somebody who's a little bit more elderly or kids, he dials it right down to the exact vibe that they need. And it's a really cool thing to see compared to kind of your general person. He'll have a different vibe with them. And so that is just nice to see that he cares about the people that he's interacting with.
That's awesome. Is there anything else that you think people should know about Dubs or about what it means to be a mascot?
I think the biggest thing is we always appreciate when people are out and about and they come say hi, that they remember that he is a dog. There's lots of people that will just forget that he is actually a dog and they're just like, oh, let me just come over and start touching him and all of that. Always good to just kind of the general rule that we always tell kids of the, hey, please ask the owner if it's okay to pet them before approaching the dog. Lots of the times we're going to say yes, absolutely. But that's just always something to remember. He is a dog. He is a very well-trained dog, but there are certain things that just makes our life easier if we can control the people around us.
Well, this has been an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show, you and Dubs.
You are very welcome.
Thank you for listening to the show today. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or a number of other platforms. As I mentioned earlier, I'm your host, Shauna T. I'm a professional photographer, and I'm currently working on a photography project about working dogs. If you would like information about this project, please visit herobeside.me and sign up for the newsletter. Again, that's herobeside.me. Thanks so much. See you next time.